Today, Farm Bureau Ag with thoughts on the need for the federal government to stay out of groundwater management. I'm Doug Busselman, back after this. A recent issue of the Family Farm Alliance newsletter brought up the December 2024 release of a report by the President's Council of Advisors on Science and Technology. This group of appointed experts have been spending their time lately on raising concerns about the need for the federal government to get intertwined with a federal government approach to groundwater management. In our comments to the advisors, and also the same direction that the Family Alliance group took, was that groundwater management should remain under the direction of state and local interests, not by the federal government. In their report, the advisory group to the president also drew attention to the federal government having limited authority to regulate groundwater issues. Following that statement, though, was the clarification, at least in the federal government's mindset, however, there are many ways that federal agencies engage with and engage groundwater issues. Reviewing the six recommendations that the advisory council put forward, it is pretty obvious that they believe that the federal government could and should wiggle their nose under the tent for the good of the world as a whole. Beyond handing out funding for ways to help out, perhaps the most troubling recommendation comes with the idea of incorporating the valuation of groundwater into a national capital accounting system, supposedly serving as a tool for the federal government to become more effective in their stewardship. For Farm Bureau AgriThoughts, I'm Doug Busselman.